But we'll be talking with the filmmaker and find out why this film is so controversial and why she started out her journey on the opposite side of the fence. That's still to come here today. I want to give you a quote about friendship this morning. This quote's quite lovely. A friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you. So think about that quote in the context of this story. The Law Society says it's very unusual for a civic leader to be collecting cash on behalf of a barrister. As you know, Ipswich Mayor Paul Pasali is under investigation after he was detained at a Melbourne airport last month after a sniffer dog sat at his feet. He was caught with $50,000 in cash in a suitcase. Press reports are that he was actually filmed from a hotel with that cash. Now, a Brisbane barrister, the colourful Sam DiCarlo, says he had asked Mr. Pasali, the Ipswich mayor, to collect this cash for him on behalf of a client. A friend indeed. Christine Smythe is the president of the Queensland Law Society. Christine Smythe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve, and good morning, listeners.
Sam DiCarlo says he asked Mr. Pasali to collect the $50,000 cash for him on behalf of a client. How unusual is that?
It's very unusual. It's unusual for anybody to courier large amounts of cash, particularly for a barrister and particularly for what is described as settlement funds. Putting aside the obvious embarrassment of being found with such funds at an airport, funds of this quantity are easily and more safely sent electronically between parties. And the obvious reason for this is to create an audit and evidence trail to ensure that they all have independent records of the transaction. The clear risk in taking such large amounts of cash without receiving and depositing it into an account is a potential dispute over the money, the amounts of the money, when it was paid, to whom it was paid, etc.
Now, let's take things on face value. Perhaps let's argue that, for some reason, that $50,000 in cash couldn't easily taken to a bank or conveniently taken to a bank and converted electronically.
Mm-hmm.
When you take a bag full of money, would you normally ask a security firm with armoured cars to ship it or transfer it for you? Does that sort of thing ever happen in the legal community?
Not in the solicitor's branch, when you're dealing with reputable solicitors. Whether or not it happens in the legal community, I can't speak for it at large. What I can say is that a barrister receiving settlement monies of any kind, especially in cash, is unusual. And the reason for this is that the Bar Association rules specifically direct barristers not to administer client funds. In this case, Mr. Carlo might argue that the money was never in his possession and was paid directly from one party to another. On Mr. DiCarlo's version, Mr. Pasali is acting as Mr. DiCarlo's agent. And as such, Mr. DiCarlo is receiving those funds because they are under his power and control.
So the Bar Association rules,
yes,
do not allow for barristers to administer their client funds.
No, there's a specific rule under the Bar Association rules. It's rule 17, and it says that a barrister must not, subject to rules 18 and 19, administer any trust estate or funds for another person. And the reason for that is that most of the time they do not have a relationship with the client. Solicitors are the ones that have relationships with the client. And the obvious exception, of course, is when they take a direct brief. But even when they do not run a trust account, it's simply to receive money for the work that they've done, not for settlement monies.
I'm talking with Christine Smythe, President of the Queensland Law Society. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. How do clients, or how do barristers, handling a brief for a lawyer or solicitor, normally receive monies or get monies or carriage monies from a client?
Well, they don't normally carry money for the client. The usual process is that our clients will engage a reputable solicitor to represent their interests. The solicitor will engage the barrister for a specific purpose around the matter. If a resolution of the matter is obtained, then typically funds will be deposited into a trust account. It's typically the solicitor's trust account. And then there are agreements and rules around the transference of those funds from one account to another.
So who is the solicitor that was involved in this action? Who is there a solicitor that is involved in this action?
I'm not aware if there was a solicitor involved in this action.
So it may be that there is no normal process at all in this matter of the $50,000.
Well, I guess that's one of the questions that has to be asked is was there a solicitor involved in this matter? It's highly unusual, even if it was, but at the end of the day, it's extremely unusual for someone to be receiving that amount of money. I should also point out that under the AUSTRAC rules, even when you do receive money and you haven't received them into a trust account, you still have a duty at law to report those monies if they're over $10,000. And in this case, it's claimed that there was $50,000. So regardless of whether or not the money was put into a trust account or not, the transference of those funds come under the AUSTRAC rules and must be reported. So that's one of the other questions that need to be asked as well.
Do you know if it was reported in this situation?
No, I do not.
Right, okay. I should point out, by the way, that we have made numerous attempts to contact Barrister Sam DiCarlo, mm-hmm. at this stage unsuccessful, and we've also put in a request to speak with the Bar Association. At this stage, we've not heard back. My guest is Christine Smythe, President of the Queensland Law Society. What questions, then, need to be answered in this case, Christine Smythe?
Well, some of the questions that are obvious is, was Mr. Fasali in Melbourne for any other reason? And what were the circumstances of him collecting the funds? What was he to do with the funds once he got back to Queensland? And how were the funds to be paid to the other parties that Mr. DiCarlo claims he was acting for?
There's nothing improper about helping a friend under normal circumstances. Does the nature of the profession in the legal community change or raise the bar at all? If Mr. DiCarlo has told print media apparently that the Ipswich mayor, now resigned, was carrying it for him on behalf of a client. It was the act of a friend. Is there a higher standard or bar for members of the legal community?
There is, yes. I should stress it's not illegal for people to be in possession of such large amounts of money, but in light of the laws relating to money laundering and the tracking of cash transactions, it is unusual for this type of circumstance to exist. And in respect of your question around does a higher duty apply to legal professionals, yes, it does. The Queensland solicitors branch of the profession have very strict rules around the receipting of money into their trust account. They have very strict rules around the reporting and accounting for that money. So it's extremely unusual for that amount of money to be transferred in respect of a legal matter, and particularly a settlement matter, in these type of circumstances.
Christine Smythe is my guest. Christine Smythe is the President of the Queensland Law Society. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Christine Smythe, will the Law Society be asking either the Bar Association or Mr. DiCarlo for answers about this particular matter? In other words, will you be formalising it as the Law Society representative?
The answer to that is no. The Queensland Law Society is responsible for the governance of the solicitor's branch of the profession.
And Mr. DiCarlo is not a solicitor, he's a barrister.
That's correct. And the Bar Association are the ones that are responsible for the governance of their members. They have certain rules around that governance, and and they're confined to the issuance of practicing certificates. So Mr. DiCarlo, as a practicing barrister, would have to have a practicing certificate from the Bar Association. And so the Bar Association can issue or remove or place conditions on practicing certificates. The test is whether or not the particular person is a fit and proper person to practice at the bar.
Do you think Mr. DiCarlo fits or meets that standard?
That's a very complex investigative process, and I'm not about to preempt any judgments in respect of his fitness and properness for practicing. There's an administrative process that must be undertaken, but certainly questions should be asked And I'd expect the Bar Association will be asking those questions of Mr. DiCarlo.
Now, you, the Law Society seems to be unduly worried or animated about this particular matter. Why is that?
Well, I wouldn't say we're unduly animated or concerned about the matter. I think we are concerned about the matter. It's very unusual for client funds to be transferred in a suitcase by an outside party to a litigation, and particularly where you have someone who, two people who are considered to be respected members of the community, one of them until recently held a public office. These are things that the community need to be concerned about. Our concern is to ensure the reputation of the solicitors branch of the profession, and to ensure that that reputation isn't tarnished by, you know, the sins of the few. I'm always concerned about sins of the few being visited upon the many, and obviously the public out there would be asking these questions themselves. It's about the integrity of the justice system and ensuring the community has faith in the justice system.
I really appreciate the time. I'll let you go. Christine Smythe,
thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, listeners.
Christine Smythe is the president of the Queensland Law Society. As I said, we've put in requests to speak with Barrister Sam DiCarlo to inquire about the full story or nature of the $50,000 cash that was, he had apparently asked his friend, Paul Pasali, former Ipswich Mayor now, to carry on his behalf. We've not yet heard back. We have contacted the Bar Association, both by telephone and in writing. We've not heard back from the Bar Association as yet. Should that change, I'll let you know. We've also got in a request and been trying for some time to speak with Mr. Pasali himself. You know, he held a press conference when this matter first came to light. Mr. Pasali expressed concern about his ill health, but we are still making attempts to speak with the former now Ipswich Mayor about any assistance he can give in clarifying on what basis, why, and what did he know about the carrying of the $50,000 cash. As soon as something changes, we'll let you know.
ABC Radio Brisbane Traffic.
Got a multi-vehicle pile-up, Stanley Street East, southbound in the left lane at Tibbers Street through Cooperua, a smash on New Cleveland Road at Ingleston Road through Tingalpa, lights are flashing, Johnson Road, South Link Street through Hillcrest, a busy road.